Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the Canadian trucker story continues on. We are joined by Dr. Paul Alexander, who's speaking live from Ottawa. We talk about Justin Trudeau, who is an example of the declining Western male. That and so much more. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, where we pass down American values from one generation to the other. At tpusa.com, you can start a high school chapter or a college chapter today. At tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is the premier organization to help make sure your kids and grandkids live in a free country. So check it out today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or a college chapter today. At Turning Point USA, we are making hope happen. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. I want to thank some of our most generous supporters that allow us to continue to flourish and to grow, charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Tara from California. Thank you. Todd from Alabama. Thank you. Paul from Pennsylvania. Thank you. Nick from Mississippi. And Danica from Washington. charliekirk.com/support. Thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you're subscribed. And make sure you send this episode to your friends and to your family. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Where is Justin Trudeau? I actually think some anonymous internet troll found Justin Trudeau. He's at some lake house. You saw that? Because they were able to identify the type of shutters on his window. And then they put it up with some sort of Zillow listing or the Canadian equivalent of Zillow. Is Zillow international? They are. Zillow's an international company. I actually go to Zillow at least once a week. I enjoy looking at real estate values be increasingly inflated with the deterioration of the dollar. I like knowing about all of that. And so anyway, they found the Canadian equivalent of Zillow. They're like, oh, this house was once listed and then purchased by Justin Trudeau. So Trudeau seems to be in some sort of lakefront property right now, totally condemning people of Canada in Ottawa. So there's a lot of sound here, and yesterday we were playing some of this, but it was a little tough because we were loading. We were kind of building the plane as we were taking off. So I want to play this intentionally. Let's go to Justin Trudeau, cut 14.
Hello, everyone. Bonjour, tout le monde. Ce matin, je m'adresse aux millions de
Canadiens. This morning, I'd like to address the millions of Canadians who are making responsible decisions to ensure their safety and the safety of their loved ones. I know that this pandemic has been frustrating.
After 2 years, the battle against COVID-19 is still dominating so many parts of our lives. This virus affects us all.
I kind of like the way the French language sounds. When they get mad, they sound so sassy, right? Yeah, they're very precise. I took French when I was in kindergarten, first and second grade. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, neuf, dix. I probably skipped over some numbers, but that's all I remember. French is a Romance language, right? Yeah, so it's of the Latin root. So is Romanian, by the way. That's an interesting fact for you. Totally useless. So let's go to cut 15. Trudeau says this is a challenge, everybody. It's a big problem. Play cut 15.
I want to take this opportunity to remind Canadians to please get vaccinated. It's a challenge that my family and I are facing, but there's nothing unusual or special about it. It's a challenge too many Canadians and people around the world know all too well.
So this was yesterday, talking about how it's a challenge. He continues by saying the trucker convoy has hateful rhetoric and violence towards citizens. There's no evidence of any of this, by the way. They're incredibly peaceful. They're respectful. It is total and complete gaslighting. Trudeau is lying. And liberals are already comparing what's happening in Ottawa to January 6th. We called it here on this program yesterday. They're going to try to call it an insurrection. And what was BLM exactly? The 100 days of terror, the billions of dollars in damage, David Doran being killed. Well, that was racial justice. Play cut 16.
I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that. But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens, and a disrespect not just of science, but of the frontline health workers and, quite frankly, the 90% of truckers who have been doing the right thing to keep Canadians safe, to put food on our tables. Canadians know where I stand. This is a moment for responsible leaders to think carefully about where they stand and who they stand with.
You know, Trudeau really is one of the most public and perfect examples of the Western male, of what's come of the Western male. You're going to hear a lot of adjectives used to describe Justin Trudeau, and all of which are accurate, by the way. For example, weak, beta, all of that. But there's also these other ones. Doesn't he seem very insecure? He seems increasingly needy, over-emotional at times, has almost no boundaries at all whatsoever, full of shame and guilt, almost as if he feels unworthy, and very manipulative. Now, you might be wondering, what character traits are those? Well, those are what would be called negative, disempowering, feminine character traits. If you literally read it off of a psychological – if you went to a psychological textbook and you said, what are the negative, antisocial, disempowering, female, feminine character traits? All of those. And Justin Trudeau is kind of a combination of many different forces, many different influences, kind of all fit into one. Justin Trudeau, he is now doing the overcompensation strategy. This is exactly why you find people that are otherwise incredibly weak in their personal lives and very insecure and needy and over-emotional all of a sudden want to like go invade Libya. Or this is the Hillary Clinton deal, right? So Hillary Clinton, she just has this kind of desire to see blood in the streets. I mean, she was so happy when Muammar Gaddafi was like drugged through the streets. She gave this big speech and she was super happy about it. She enthusiastically supported the Iraq war. Same could be said for some of the neoconservatives all throughout the center right of the Washington industrial complex or the Washington regime. And Trudeau right now is compensating for some deep-seated problems that he has by trying to terrorize the entire country of Canada. Trucker announces that Rebel News will help cover tickets and lawyer fees for the Canadian trucker convoy. Play cut 24.
Well, good news, everybody. Rebel News has decided to help us out with lawyer fees, which we really appreciate. Thank you guys. So just wanted to let you guys know, really good news. We've got good guys on our side. All we funds. Really appreciate it. All funds are going to be taken care of. They're going to cover all tickets being given out, and it's all going to be crowdfunded.
I just love the accent. And that's truckerlawyer.ca if you want to support that. Is that right? Truckerlawyer.ca if you guys want to support the truckers that are taking a stand against mandatory vaccine mandates to our neighbors to the north. Now, Trudeau says these are violent and hateful protests. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowey says the Freedom Convoy saw no injuries, deaths, or riots despite thousands of people demonstrating around the clock for 4 days. Play cut 29.
No injuries, no deaths, no riots in the last 4 days in the nation's capital, despite the fact that we have a global cause, national protest, tens of thousands of individuals from a wide variety of causes who have gathered to actively demonstrate 24 hours a day for the last 4 days.
No death, no riots, none of it. Yet Justin Trudeau says that this is a small fringe, hateful rhetoric, and violence towards citizens. No evidence whatsoever. May I remind you what Morning Joe said? They said it's a cult, and they complained that they were vandalizing national monuments. There's something very special and unique happening in Canada. There's two things happening. The citizen is rising up, but you are seeing the Western male on display, or what's come of the Western male. Paranoid, double-minded, needy, uncertain, overcompensating. And Justin Trudeau is a great example of that. He doesn't know how to lead. He's never led anything in his life. He basically became prime minister by birthright, whomever his father might be. We don't know. I could go into the Fidel thing. I joke around about it, but it's something. The citizen is rising in Canada. It's truckerlawyer.ca. I tried to go to the website. I had my access blocked. I wouldn't be – oh, we have foreign sites blocked? Okay, good. Well, that's probably a good thing actually. Truckerlawyer.ca. With all the noise surrounding the topics of money and the economy, today more than ever before, you need a financial guide that you can trust. That's why I trust Pax Financial Group. Not only do they share my conservative values, they are committed to putting your interests ahead of their own. Big Wall Street firms are forcing their political agendas into your investments, and it's time to stop giving your money to companies that don't share your values or use their profits, my profits, as a way to silence Christians. Pax is proud to offer an alternative called BRIs, Biblical Responsible Investing. Look, I got to know the people behind Pax Financial at a pro-life dinner in San Antonio. I got to know them, and they told me about biblical responsible investing, and at first, I wasn't really sure what to make of it. But as I got to know the team behind Pax Financial, we agreed to partner with them here on The Charlie Kirk Show. Biblical responsible investing supports and promotes our values of being pro-family and pro-life, and screens out companies that support pornography or anti-Christian or anti-conservative. If you have $150,000 or more in investments, text them, Charlie, at number 74868. Text them, just Charlie, right now to number 74868. They'll be able to schedule a 15-minute free, no-obligation consultation. I'm moving some of my money over to Pax Financial, and honestly, I hope they do well with it with some of the returns, but I'm happy that part of my portfolio will be able to go towards biblical responsible investing. I think they're going to crush it for me in the market, but I'll be able to know that my hard-earned dollars are not going towards pornography, anti-Christian, pro-BLM nonsense. You'll be connected with a financial advisor who will walk this through with you. Text Charlie at number 74868 today. Invest in companies that don't hate you. Invest in companies that I believe are actually consistent with biblical truths. Go to Biblical Responsible Investing. If that interests you, text right now to 74868. Just Charlie in the body there. Check it out right now. Brought to you by Pax Financial Group, PAX. Okay, so Canada, you got the truckers going all the way from Ottawa across the country. And you have normal citizens starting to rise up. We're starting to see this theme build worldwide. So I want to take a step back and also kind of talk about a piece of news that is going to be developing that we're going to keep our eyes on this, which is the Genocide Olympics that will be happening, I think, in 2 days, right? Now, I totally support boycotting the Olympics. I do. I've been very honest with you guys, though, and I'd love your thoughts for those of you listening, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm conflicted because at the same time, I think that athletic excellence is something that we should not kind of turn our attention away from as a country. But Beijing locks down another two districts of the city under its zero COVID policy, putting thousands of people under restrictions with just 4 days to go for the Olympics. The Chinese capital has put Fengtai and I can't even pronounce these cities into lockdown. Residents in the housing compounds are not allowed to leave their residence, and the district of 2.2 million people totally on lockdown comes after 1.2 million people 60 miles southwest of Beijing were locked down. Beijing has locked down two more districts of Beijing after 23 new COVID cases were reported over the weekend, putting thousands of people under new restrictions. Something very suspicious is happening in China right now. They should at the very least postpone these Olympics. And if not, they should cancel them. Now, in a piece of tape that I can't quite explain, but I'll do my best, George Soros speaking at the Hoover Institution, and why Hoover ever had George Soros speak at the Hoover Institution, I do not understand. George Soros, who is a malevolent man, who has done everything he possibly can to destroy the country through funding DAs and open borders and all this, he comes out and he describes China's Xi Jinping as the greatest threat to the world days before the start of the Olympics in Beijing. So there are two possible explanations to this. And I'll go through that after the tape. Play cut 25.
Xi Jinping has done his best to dismantle Deng Xiaoping's achievements. He brought private companies established under Deng under the control of the CCP and undermined the dynamism that used to characterize them. Rather than letting private enterprise blossom, Xi Jinping introduced his own China dream that can be summed up in two words: total control. That has had disastrous consequences.
I am the Senate.
What Lord Palpatine would say. Boy, he really is kind of becoming Lord Palpatine, I'll tell you. So there's two explanations for this. We don't have time to dive into it in great detail. Number one, it could be that George Soros is doing big help, bad mouth, as Peter Schweitzer would say. It's a Chinese saying where he's just saying bad things, but in reality, he really doesn't believe it. The question is this, and I don't know the answer. Is Soros International invested in China or Chinese affiliates? Probably. That's going to be a question. And so it's either that he's just playing a game here and it's big help, bad mouth, or Soros does have a complaint that Xi Jinping is a threat to the Great Reset. And if you think about it, China kind of is a threat to the Great Reset. Now, they're using Chinese money and Chinese help temporarily to try to make it happen. But there is a moment that could be happening where China's like, yeah, we don't want to live in a one world. We want the whole world to be Chinese and we want to run the world. And maybe there's a bargain that will happen at some point. Or maybe there's trouble in the World Economic Forum. Maybe there's trouble in paradise between Soros and Schwab and Xi Jinping. If you're like me and my team here, you are spending countless hours in front of a computer screen or on your smartphone, and that can really do some serious damage to your eyes. You might suffer from headaches, sore eyes, digital eye strain, watery eyes, and fatigue. And how about your sleep? I didn't realize how much eye strain can hamper me from getting a restful night's sleep. But now I have discovered Blue Box Blue Light glasses. I know better. The glasses come in non-prescription, prescription, and reading options. They have glasses for every need you can think of. They have stylish frames that have been featured in GQ and Vogue, but more importantly are backed by technology and tested to ensure they are the best. Blue Light for helping with digital eye strain, Summer Glow for helping with low mood and migraines, and Sleep Plus for improving your sleep. Mention my name, Charlie, and get 15% off your entire order. Go to blueblocks, that's blueblox.com/Charlie to order. That's blueblox.com/Charlie. They may just change your life, and there's no risk because there's a 100% money-back guarantee. blueblocks.com/Charlie. With us is Dr. Paul Alexander, Chief Scientific Officer for the Unity Project, epidemiologist and global expert on COVID, and he has been speaking every day in Ottawa at the Trucker Convoy protest. Dr. Alexander, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
So you've been speaking every day. Tell us what it's like straight from the ground in Ottawa, Canada.
All right. So I arrived in Ottawa to I was asked to come to deliver some speeches to the truckers and to deal with it and to speak more from a scientific point of view and to give them encouragement, more so to try and talk to the public, the people of Canada who would give them support so that if the people of Canada could support the truckers, then the truckers could hold firm. Problem is right now, it's very, very cold. It's like averaging minus 20, minus 30 on all those I spoke, and windy, and so it's wet. And, you know, it's just complete shutdown. But the message is very clear, and I have to say it because I've been here. There's been no examples of any violence. There's been no civil unrest, no arrests. And the message from the truckers is kind of simple. What they want is the COVID mandates to end, particularly the vaccine mandates, because truckers from the United States who are unvaccinated and try to cross into Canada now, they cannot enter Canada. And Canadian truckers in Canada who are unvaccinated, they can't go on a train, they can't fly within Canada, they can't go in the gym, they can't do anything. Your life is basically stunted nonstop. So they want these restrictions to end. They want the government to respect people's rights, their rights, return all of their freedoms, and to let them govern their own lives. And the reality is, it's shocking, Charlie, that here's a group of people who get dirt under their fingernails, the people who society don't even look at. I have had a chance now to get to know these people and walk with them and talk, and they're the ones who've taken up this battle to end these absurd, unscientific vaccine mandates, because there's no science or data to support them in America or even in Canada.
So let me ask you, if there's no science to support them, and I agree, then who's making these decisions? Why is it that we have our leaders that are so opposed, that are so distant from what the scientific data and literature would suggest?
Well, I mean, to answer that question, you have to look at COVID from the beginning. I mean, from the very start, myself, Kuldorf, Bhattacharya, Gupta, even Scott Atlas, I mean, we took a lot of flack. I took a lot of attacks in the media because everything that we said was aligned with the science. Yet the scientific departments in CDC, NIH, in Canada, in UK, they don't follow the science. When they say they're following the data and science, that is the most absurd, that is so misleading and disingenuous, because they don't. So the reality today now as we speak is that there is no difference, zero, between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated person. So much so that we have data from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. We have data from Wisconsin. In America, we have Barnstable, Massachusetts data. We have all sorts of data now, UK, Scottish data, showing us that actually it's the vaccinated person who is getting more massively infected than the unvaccinated and actually transmitting virus. So all of these mandates are moot. In other words, we actually could argue scientifically that the unvaccinated has to fear the vaccinated.
Wow. And yet they're shutting down the entire country around it. You can't even leave your home in parts of Ottawa without going to a grocery. You can't go to a grocery store without like a health warden. And there is no epidemiological reason for this. And you as a doctor, it just must frustrate you, you know, beyond any words, seeing people's livelihoods be destroyed over a complete lie.
Well, I mean, I'm coming at you as an academic scientist. And the reality about it is there is no data anywhere right now. In fact, it's alarmingly clear that the decisions being made by the NIH, the CDC, the present U.S. government are absurd. It's not grounded in any science in the U.K., in any country. But now you've seen the U.K. dropping the mandates. You've seen Denmark say, enough, they're done with COVID. So the reason for that is because the data now is clear. Omicron is so mild, and yes, there are infections in those countries, but they have realized that there is no concomitant increase in death, which is a key indicator for us. Hospitalization and death has not increased. And Omicron presents so mild right now that you allowing your society to open and to run freely and protect. This has been our concern and our argument. We've always argued for proper, strong protection of the vulnerable in society first. That's the default. Once you did that, you just make reasonable, sensible precautions and let the rest of society, particularly young children, young persons, live largely unfettered lives freely. And because their immune systems can manage, particularly their innate immunity, it's very potent. And we run the risk, if we vaccinate our children, in subverting and suppressing their innate immunity, which normally protects them, we can end up harming thousands of children with these vaccines if we don't be careful with it.
And it seems as if instead of letting up, in Canada at least, it seems like they're doubling and tripling down. I want to play some sound of you speaking to the massive crowd at the Freedom Convoy in downtown Ottawa. Let's play cut 40.
We've looked at the science for 22 months now, and we have told the government of Canada, the government of the United States, UK, Scotland, every nation in this world, you do not lock your society down. You should have never closed schools. We had reports in the administration of 7 and 8 year old American children hung themselves. They could not take the school closures and the lockdowns. And we begged them. Trump fought them. He fought them daily.
So just talk a little bit about the vibe on the ground, the energy, because these are people that they're deciding not to continue with work. A lot of them are away from their families. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, Charlie, it's very profound and it's very sad. It's emotional too. Like last night, I went out onto the street. I was to go with a convoy to deliver diesel fuel and food to the truckers. And then I decided to let me go on the street and interview. I interviewed about three. We put them on TikTok and in other places, and they're getting massive responses. And the thing about it, why, is because these people are the bread and butter of the society. Remember, the trucking industry is what it all turns on. And some of them have explained to me that they came there with the last few dollars in their pocket. The only money they had was the fuel in their tank right now, and their trucks have to be idle because it's so cold, and they're staying in the trucks. So it's not even like if it was summer or spring where you could turn the trucks off. So they're wasting a lot of the fuel. The vibe is peaceful. It's like a celebration. Everybody is happy, but they're very tense too. They're tense because they run out of money. A lot of them, when they come into Canada, U.S. truckers, they can't work. So a lot of these people in the convoy here in Ottawa are Canadian truckers fighting for the American truckers' right to get back into Canada and ply the trade. Remember, about 3 days ago, there was a big speech and meeting on the Rainbow Bridge between the United States and Canada, Niagara. I gave the keynote speech where we had truckers and people from Canada were allowed to walk up to the middle part of the bridge where Canada stops. And then they allowed the American truckers to come to the part of the bridge where the United States stops. And the Border Patrol people in Canada, United States, allowed the truckers to exchange hats, some gifts and stuff. Because this is a very profound thing. Truckers in America, some of them are going to starve. They will have no income. They need to drive into Canada. And the truth about it, Charlie, is this. Scientifically, if we have the data showing that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are not different, well, then why would you stop me as an unvaccinated? The key issue is these vaccines have failed on Omicron and even Delta. They do not sterilize the virus in the sense that they do not stop transmission. So this vaccine actually fails because that's what we wanted it for. So it doesn't even do that. So if you are vaccinated and you can transmit the virus and I'm not vaccinated, what is the difference? What is the greater risk that I am conferring that you don't? When we are seeing that it's the vaccinated persons in the UK data, in the Israeli data. I mean, look at the charts in Israel, Denmark, Sweden, every country. Off the charts now. It's the double vaccinated and even the boosted third shot. And in Israel, the fourth shot, who are becoming massively infected and they are transmitting virus. So it makes no sense what these governments are doing. None, absolutely none. There's no basis for it other than they have the power to do it.
It's amazing. How can people support you and the truckers right now? Is there a website? What's the best way to do that?
Well, okay, so two questions then. On one side, my website is drpaulalexander.com because I'm producing, like even this show, I would tape it. When I say, when I get the link, and I'd put it up on my own site. So that's drpaulalexander.com. No spaces, no caps. Also, with the on the trucker side, I think the Unity Project has set up some sort of donation page through the Unity Project. And I think that the Unity Project would be a good avenue to turn to. And I could also provide the direct link to the Unity Project contacts post this interview, because it would be good. Look, the reality is that many of these people, they've told me they're not going to stop. And this is not about civil unrest or nothing. They just asked support from the public. They're going to stop what they're doing. They're here in order. There are 150,000 trucks. They have about 25,000 right now out on the highway that have not come into Ottawa yet. So they're going to bring those in too. And they want to spread this across Canada. But I've been told also that they began raising a convoy that's leaving California to head to DC. This is going to spread across America too.
I love it.
So it's I am very, very happy what they have done. And they're suffering because they don't even get a proper bath, et cetera, in the day. They've got to stay in their trucks idling.
Dr. Alexander, you said this is going to spread to America. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, into the truckers, and I actually had the opportunity to talk to some of the captains and stuff who lead this particular union groups, et cetera. And they're moving right now into Quebec. They're starting a push now to Quebec because they have a lot of U.S. trucks. I was told this morning about 17,000 U.S. trucks on Quebec border want to come in, and they can't. So it's spreading across America because from here, chapter has started where they're beginning to ramp up a move, a convoy to begin from California all the way to Washington, D.C. So I think those who, like Trudeau said, this was a fringe group and et cetera, and like how he called unvaccinated people racists and misogynists, et cetera, this is not a fringe. This is not a small city. You have to be here to see. Look, it's as though the entire Washington, D.C. was shut down. And in the D.C., and if you move in it, you would see everywhere is a truck in lines, blocked. Everything is blocked. And the truckers are in their trucks, and they're blowing their horns. And there's a stage set up, and we are giving speeches. We're encouraging them. We are really trying to talk to the Canadian people. This morning, I gave another speech really to the Canadian population, asking them to support the truckers because their problem is money in all of this. Because like GoFundMe seized the money that was donated to them. I think it was about $10 million. Quickly was donated by the Canadian population. And then they released $1 million and still, I think, holds nine. So it's a very... But there's a lot of support from the Canadian people and from people all over the world. And I think those who discounted this are in for a big surprise. This is almost like Gdansk. If you remember, and I know you are a very, very smart guy, and you know you're a student of history, what that Gdansk movement, that solidarity movement, what it changed. This is kind of like that. And people will be surprised that these truckers, it took these truckers who are applying their goods across Canada into America, from America into Canada, to say enough. That's what they're saying, enough. I want to be free. And I want that if I chose to be unvaccinated because of my health, my own risk profile, I don't want to be able to be stopped. Particularly, you see, look, I'm a scientist, so I'll say it this way. If these guys and girls were transmitting a virus or putting us at risk, putting America at risk for Canada, let's say it's a highly pathogenic virus, I would feel they're nuts and insane. I would work against them. But I understand the data. They just don't have a voice. They are absolutely on the right side. They are doing what our government Fauci and these to do. They're saying stop it. COVID is done. And I'm saying, I wrote an op-ed with Jay Bhattacharya and Harvey Weiss recently, and we published Brownstone. And the title was simple. It is time to declare the pandemic emergency. Time. COVID is done. Omicron has shown us this. It's over. Let people now live freely. Let us go on with our lives. Stop this insanity. There's no science to back up any of this. Zero. Let's move on and don't vaccinate our children. Don't touch them.
Well, amen. Well, Dr. Paul Alexander, you're terrific. And thank you for representing the freedom movement from Ottawa. You are part of the Unity Project, which is just such amazing work. So thank you so much, Dr. Alexander. You're an inspiration to us all. And thank you for supporting the good cause in Canada. Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.